Hi, this is Michael from the 7-Step System to Pass the TOEFL IBT. And let me talk about this document that you're reading right now. It consists of four columns. The first column is your writing score. The second column is your scaled score or numerical score, so you know what your number is. For example, how many points out of 30 would you score? The fourth column are suggested lessons. So let me show you how you can use this to help you get better with your writing. Okay, let's suppose you scored 3.50 out of 5, or 22 points. For some of you, you may not have reached your goal of 24 points. So in this case, you can read the explanation which tells you what you're doing or not doing so well. And then under suggested lessons, I suggest you study vocabulary lesson 4, grammar lesson 7 with a focus on grammar exercises, and then writing lesson 2.1. So that would be my recommendations based on the level of the writing that you have. Now, each level, I have different lessons to help you in that specific area. That's kind of how it works. Now, in addition to using this explanation and this guide to help you get better, another suggestion is go back to where you took the practice test at my 7-Step System website, right? Go to the practice test number and click on the review there, and you will see your essay. But now you'll see your essay along with a model essay, and there's even an explanation of the model. The model means it would score 5.0 or 30 points out of 30. It means it's really, really good. So make sure you read that model or sample essay, and then you can begin making comparisons. So what does the model essay do that you don't do? And what changes can you make so your essay is similar to the model? So typically, if you take two or three practice tests and you go through these suggested lessons, you're going to get better. You will get better. Now, one last suggestion. If possible, when you take a practice test, you can print it, maybe make a couple of copies of it, and then find a native speaker, a person who speaks English as a first language, or if you can't find that person, find someone who speaks English with near native fluency. It means they speak very, very well and they speak clearly, right? Now have this person read your essay out loud. As you read it, as he or she reads it with you, ask the person, do you see any errors in this paper? If so, what are they? Now, you can even show the person. You can show them this particular paper if you want to print it out and say, here's what my TOEFL instructor said on the internet about my essay. Do you see these problems, or how could I change these problems? So sometimes by talking with someone in person face to face, it can help you a great deal. All righty?